The Purpose of Grace, April 7. Magnifies the Lord. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Psalm 40, verse 16. As witnesses for Christ, we are to tell what we know, what we ourselves have seen and heard and felt. If we have been following Jesus step by step, we shall have something right to the point to tell concerning the way in which he has led us. We can tell how we have tested his promise and found the promise true. We can bear witness to what we have known of the grace of Christ. This is the witness for which our Lord calls and for one of which the world is perishing. God would have every family that he is preparing to inhabit the eternal mansions above give glory to him for the rich treasures of his grace. Were children in the home life educated and trained to be grateful to the giver of all good things, we would see an element of heavenly grace manifest in our families. Cheerfulness would be seen in the home life, and coming from such homes, the youth would bring a spirit of respect and reverence with them into the schoolroom and into the church. Every temporal blessing would be received with gratitude, and every spiritual blessing would become doubly precious because the perception of each member of the household had become sanctified by the word of truth. The Lord Jesus is very near to those who thus appreciate his gracious gifts, tracing all their good things back to the benevolent, loving, caretaking God and recognizing him as the great fountain of all comfort and consolation, the inexhaustible source of grace. The true Christian will make God first and last and best in everything. No ambitious motives will chill his love for God. Steadily, perseveringly will he cause honor to redound to his heavenly Father. It is when we are faithful in exalting the name of God that our impulses are under divine supervision and we are enabled to develop spiritual and intellectual power. Jesus, the divine master, ever exalted the name of his heavenly Father. He taught his disciples to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Matthew 6:9, American Revised Version. And they were not to forget to acknowledge, Thine is the glory. Verse 13.